Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in to the Frequency of the Past. Today's episode, we have the sci-fi classic, Babylon Run. If you enjoy this episode, please let me know the usual ways. Links are in the description. And don't forget to follow, review, and rate the podcast. And a big thank you to all those who already have. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
Babylon Run, a science fiction serial for radio, written by Steve Gallagher. Episode 1.
Babylon greets you and wishes you a pleasant stay. Please disembark from your craft and move through into the reception lobby as soon as possible. Babylon's own pilots will move your spacecraft to one of our parking zones and supervise the transport of your luggage.
The Hotel Babylon greets you and wishes you a pleasant stay. Please disembark from your craft and move through into the reception lobby as soon as possible.
Persephone.
No. I'm damn sure it's nowhere along the course we were flying.
Who cares? We got here in one piece, didn't we? Oh,
speak for yourself. I feel like I've been stepped into a dog's basket for the last 15 hours.
Oh, come on, Kyle. This ship isn't built to go dropping through black holes, and you know it.
Not with these antique crash bubbles as the only protection for the crew, it isn't.
What about the spacers down below? All they've got is webbing.
Who cares about spacers? Call the iceberg.
Who?
Call the captain.
Why?
tell you we're in one piece.
So who cares about bridge officers?
Scordia? Kyle? Anybody alive down there?
I'm alive and Kyle's complaining, so I guess that means he's okay.
I'm not joking. We were too wide for the black hole. We left a chunk of the hull behind.
How the hell did we manage that?
Not out of choice, I assure you. The gravity field just peeled it off us as we squeezed through.
Any idea where the hole threw us out?
Well, you've heard as much as I have. The Hotel Babylon in the system of Persephone, wherever that is.
Sounds like a fun place for a stopover anyway.
I'm glad you think so. While you're about it, you can be thinking about who's going to pay for all this.
Well, aren't we insured?
Not at the rates we'd need to support us in a rich man's paradise.
So we'll move out to somewhere cheaper.
Well, like where? You heard the drivel on the greetings tape? We're on an asteroid hotel in a dead system and we're sitting in half a ship. They can screw us for everything we've got.
Which isn't much, so why worry?
I'm the captain. It's my job to worry. You two monkeys get onto your jobs and check the passengers. I'm going to have another try at raising some reply from the hotel.
Monkeys.
It explains why they pay us peanuts.
Look, it's not going to take both of us to do the rounds. Why don't you get after her and find out what she's playing at?
We know what she's playing at. She's trying to raise the hotel. She doesn't need help for that.
She needs careful instructions to get all her fingers in her gloves. Just go and look over her shoulder, make sure she's got the right key open.
I know what you're after. You want to go and help that girl tear out of her crash bubble. Some excuse to get your hands all over her.
I probably won't need much of an excuse. I can't see that dried-up shrimp Kitty Vale giving her much fun on the voyage so far. She'll probably drag me into the bubble with her.
I'd rather take my chances back through the black hole. The kid's a vamp.
A what?
A gold digger. You just put your finger on it. The only thing that Kitty Vale can offer her is his money.
So she can have his money and my body. Then everyone's happy.
I can't bear to watch you drooling like this. You check the passengers, I'll join the captain.
I'll check them both. Especially Claire.
Captain? Ella?
Hi, Scort. Where's your slimy friend?
Kyle's doing his PR act with our employers. I came out to see how you were getting on.
I suppose he told you I wouldn't be able to manage alone.
No, nothing like that.
Now, he's a creep and a sexist throwback. And I know all about the petition he tried to get up against me last tour.
You heard about that?
I heard you wouldn't sign it as well. There's not much I miss around here. Look, I can't get past this damn door.
Where does it lead?
Out of the dock and into the reception lobby. At least it's supposed to. But it's not opening. Try it.
The Babylon management apologizes, but there are certain formalities which must be cleared before you may be admitted. Please bear with us, and we'll get them out of the way as soon as we can.
What formalities?
God only knows. I tried calling from the ship, but nobody answered. Nobody's talking to us except these damn machines. Every time I hit the plate, it's the same.
The Babylon management apologizes, but there are certain formalities which must be cleared before you may be admitted.
See what I mean?
Please bear with us.
A crippled ship comes limping in with no warning. We popped into existence from somewhere on the other side of the galaxy with our computers set to head for the nearest safe settlement, and nobody even comes to take a look. That warning that sounded when we first pulled in, there should have been a team of maintenance engineers checking us out by now. Damn it, Scort, we could blow up and take half the asteroid with us, and they're not even showing an interest.
Maybe they're checking to see if we're rich enough to get in.
Oh, forget it, then.
It's probably something really simple.
Well, simple or not, it stinks. Nobody hedges when a ship in distress appears.
Why not get Kitty Vale out to speak to them? If he's rich enough to charter us, they should be on the same wavelength.
I'm not so sure about Kitty Vale.
What do you mean?
I mean, he hasn't got the manners or the confidence of a playboy.
At his age and with his money, who needs them?
His age I can't argue with, but I think the money's bluff.
Bluff?
Gilt-edged bluff. That security bag he carries around, the one he used to pay the charter deposit, he makes out it's full of currency crystals. I think it's empty.
You seen inside it?
No. I got curious and made a check as we were setting off. One of the casinos in Vegas was missing a cashier and a good time girl from the cocktail bar. The amount they made off with was barely enough to cover our deposit.
What? You mean we're transporting a couple of cheapskate crooks and treating them like millionaires?
We might be. It's just a suspicion. Nothing I can prove. Yes.
The agents will love this.
Kyle will probably send them a petition about it, recommending himself as my replacement, naturally.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about him.
I don't. Sometime he'll slip up. And he won't know what's hit him. All that's worrying me is, why are we sitting here on the outside when we should be in the hotel?
The Babylon management apologizes, but there are certain formalities which must be cleared before you may be admitted. Please bear with us, and we'll get them out of the way as soon as we can.
Are you feeling any better?
No. I feel like my lungs are inside out.
I won't be a minute. Somebody's calling.
It's about time.
All right, I'm coming.
Everybody all right in here?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like somebody's trying to turn his lungs inside out.
I'm glad you think it's funny.
Be glad we're all alive instead. What about you?
I'm fine.
I can see that.
What's been going on here? Nobody's told us anything.
Just to get strapped in and pray. Are all your charter voyages like this, Mr. Kyle?
The company isn't always so pleasant. And it's pretty rare to lose half our drive capability on the way.
Lose what? Look, why didn't you tell us about this?
I'm telling you now. We had some kind of fault, an explosion and a short fire back in the drive service section. Nobody knows what went or what caused it. All we could tell was that we hadn't a hope of reaching a fraction of our target speed. At our top rate, it would have taken us 50 years to reach the nearest inhabited system.
Why not sit tight and call for rescue?
That would bring it down to 30 years. Message travels limited by light speed.
So, what did we do? Where are we now?
We took a gamble. We looked for the nearest dark star and jumped into it.
Huh. Did that answer the question?
A black hole's got a massive gravity field. You know that time and space are two different expressions of a single concept.
What?
It's basic Einstein, whoever he was.
Time and space are both affected in the presence of gravity. They're all locked together. You can't define one without the other two. And when one bends, the other bends with it.
Cut the degree course and tell us what happened.
A black hole causes a massive local distortion of the normal shape of space-time. We dropped through the fringe of this and popped out in another part of the universe. We had the ship's computer run through all the possible options and pick us somewhere we'd have a good chance of reaching.
Which is?
The Hotel Babylon in the system of Persephone, wherever the hell that is. And don't ask me where it is, because it's way off my sector.
How long before we can get back on the way to Porphyria?
No way I can say. We were damaged before we went into the hole, and we were more damaged when we came out. Left a fair piece of the ship behind. I doubt we could do much more than limp between moons.
Well, what are we talking about? Hours? Days?
Could be months.
Months?
Well, standard ones anyway. I don't know what the local periods are. You don't seem to realize we've made it through a major disaster here, and all you've got out of it is a good shaking and the dry heaves. Just to make things perfect, you haven't even been dumped on some stinkpot of a munitions planet or a farmer's moon thigh-deep in cow dung. You've rolled up in the foyer of a luxury hotel. I'm going the diplomatic way about it, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's a cue for relief and celebration, and not a Greek chorus.
Greek chorus?
Greeks, they're big lizards on Epsilon 5. Make the most god-awful racket you ever heard.
I'll sue.
Really?
Yeah, and don't try to persuade me otherwise.
That's your right, I suppose, of course. I suppose you'll be citing captain's negligence.
Is that the usual form?
Captain has to carry the can for whatever happens to the ship.
Then that's what I'll do.
Well, I'm pleased to see you taking such a positive attitude. When you're ready, make your way through to the reception lobby. Scotty and the captain are up there already. I'll be joining them when I've checked on the spacers. I wouldn't mention the legal business right now, not to the captain. She'll have plenty on her mind as it is. If you want any advice, just come to me. See you later.
Well, that's it. We're not going to get away with it.
And what makes you so optimistic?
Now, you heard him. A luxury hotel. But you can't even breathe without credit.
That's no reason to go jumping out of the airlock.
Oh, we had a good run out of it, but did you ever really think we could get away?
Now, just a minute, Kitty Vale. I've not come this far just to give in and turn back. What do you think they'll have waiting for us if we get dragged back to Vegas?
We could offer to return the credit.
We couldn't live three lifetimes and hope to repay what we took in that rigged game. Cashiers and cocktail hoppers just don't pull that kind of money. We both wanted to get out, and we're out. No way am I going back.
We've got barely enough to pay off the charter.
Forget that. We pay them nothing after what's happened.
So we can afford maybe a week at Hotel Babylon prices.
A week to plan the next move we make. Who cares about Porphyria? It was just a name picked off a chart.
But how are we going to live?
It's a hotel, right? And hotels have casinos. What we did once, we can do again.
And run again?
Yes, and run again. Oh. What's the matter with that? We did it before.
We'll improve with practice.
Oh, where's it all going to end?
When we fall over and die like everything else. You make me sick. You want your whole life mapped out and handed to you in a package. Regular savings in the pension scheme were invented for people like you.
All right. I'll do whatever you say.
I think you've missed the point, but it's a start. Get the crystals, and we'll go on up to the lobby.
On your feet, Spacers.
Up yours, Kyle.
Yeah, shove it, Kyle.
Glad to see everybody's happy. Where's Willis?
Who cares?
He's monkeying with a computer lash-up you had him do. The one that nearly got us all killed.
If you want to make a complaint, make it formal and make sure you spell the captain's name right. She's sensitive. Sarek, go and get Willis.
Why?
So you can all pool your knowledge and reach half-wit status, and because I've got officer stripes and you're a spacer. Also because you've got to haul your backsides up to the hotel lobby for the free drinks and peanuts.
Free drinks?
You stay where you are. I want to talk to you. Move it, Sarek.
Yeah, jumped up little creep.
I had a two-syllable word somewhere in there. You're improving. All right, Kane. What the hell went wrong?
We had a bit of an accident.
Damn right we did. If you were supposed to foul up the drive enough to slow us down, not blow the back end of the ship away.
I didn't exactly plan it like that. The computer kicked in with a course correction while I had the dampers out. The tube started to overheat, so the damn machine jettisoned the drive. It happened so fast, there was nothing I could do.
So we end up doing a black hole drop, and Ella Desmond saves the day with a plan that's a shade more chancy than suicide.
Maybe you can still make her look bad.
What, after this? I can do my best. There's not much hope. Not when Kitty Vale thinks it through and comes to the conclusion that she saved his neck. That kind of consideration can be awfully persuasive when you're giving character references.
What are you going to do now?
Let it all blow over and wait for another chance. The agents have got short memories. All we need is a few charters brought in over bunches, a few deadlines missed, nothing obvious.
You'll still need me.
What's the matter? You're feeling unwanted.
I'm feeling insolvent.
It's likely to persist. And if you don't like it, just remember who it was had the dampers out when we waved goodbye to the number two tube.
I've been talking to Sarah, like you said.
And?
He's with us. Same conditions as me. Full share in the rackets we set up when you get command. Drugs, spice, everything.
What about Willis?
I haven't talked to Willis.
When are you going to?
I'm not.
But I thought...
Look, Kyle, let's leave Willis out of it. There's something strange about him, and I don't know what it is. The less I have to do with him, the better I like it.
I'd be happy with all the spaces behind me.
Yeah, well, in a perfect world, maybe that's the kind of thing you can hope for. Right now, you'll have to make do with Sarah and me. What about Scordia?
He's my problem. I'll do him up at the same time as Captain Desmond.
When?
I'm watching for the chance. Might turn up while we're at the hotel. Might be later.
If you're lining up something kind of final, you could think of including Kitty Vale as well.
Why?
He's greased.
Anybody who can charter an inter-system cruiser all to himself has got to be well off.
Yeah, but they don't all lug it around with them in negotiable crystals, right?
All right, I'll think about it.
Do that. Now, where are the free drinks?
What about the other two?
They can find their own way.
Right. Fine.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Why aren't they letting us in?
We are in.
Only if you want to get technical. Are they afraid we'll mess up the carpets?
I don't know what's happening. The captain's trying to raise somebody to speak to us, but so far there's nothing. The doors just don't open. Hi, Willis.
Mr. Scott here.
Everything okay with the computer hookup in the ship?
Well, good as you can expect after what we went through. I broke it all down again.
Shame. I wanted to take a look at the rig that saved all our lives.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm thanking you.
Corky, over here a minute.
See you later. Damn quick job you did, getting everything pulled apart like that. I like to keep everything neat.
Almost like you didn't want anybody else to get sight of it close up.
Why should I want to do that?
I'm wondering. Couldn't be that you built a bias into the selection system, could it? Something that would give you some control over where we ended up.
The captain asked me for a fast program to make a random selection for the safest option, the one that was most accessible. That's all I did.
Yeah, but what I'm wondering is, how come the safest and most accessible target happens to be over on the far side of the galaxy from where we are headed?
Oh, don't ask me, ask the computer.
Too damn late now, isn't it? You've dismantled the links in the program.
I like everything.
Neat, yeah. Too damn neat, Willis.
Please yourself. I do my job, that's all.
Any progress?
Not an inch. I keep calling for somebody who knows what's happening, but there's still no reply.
I don't get it. Bigger town and no service. It doesn't add up.
Maybe we were supposed to use the tradesman's entrance.
They must know the state we're in. Scordia, break it down.
What?
The door. Get us in somehow.
But it's a steel plate airlock.
I'm not saying you should put your shoulder to it. Just find a way to get us through.
Sure. Any ideas, Kyle?
Put a spacer onto it.
Right.
Make it Willis. He's good at the unorthodox stuff.
Willis!
I hope you're enjoying this, Kyle.
What makes you say that, Captain?
Oh, one of my paranoid fantasies. Make a note of it.
Something I can do?
Yeah, take a look at this door, will you? See if there's any way we can get it open from this side.
Mm. What have you tried so far?
Banging my head against it, mainly.
And that didn't work?
Just get on with it, Spacer.
Yes, boss. To one of our passengers and supervise the transport of your luggage.
Did you hear the captain?
Hear what?
She's getting some kind of complex. She thinks everybody's against her.
Not everybody, just you. And that's not a complex, that's being perceptive. Why can't you just lay off for a while? She's made some damn good decisions on this trip. She deserves better.
Yeah. That's what bothers me.
Need a hand with that, Willis?
I can manage.
Can you do it?
Yes, sir, I can do it.
The hard part is getting the plate off. Cheap work always gives you problems.
Cheap work? In a place like this?
That's always the way. Expensive tinsel and lies. Nobody knowing what's underneath. I mean, look at this.
Willis, follow through when you clear up.
What's the secret of your success, Willis?
Irregular features and the lack of education.
You think somebody's out to impress us?
They managed it.
Elegance by the yard. What kind of people spend their lives in places like this?
Not our kind.
And this is only the lobby. What's the rest of it going to be like?
And how's the captain going to justify the expense?
Don't encourage me to evil thoughts.
Kittyvale and Taylor are just leaving the ship. Where's the captain?
Over by the comm point, still trying to get an answer from somebody.
Any luck?
Ask her.
This is Ella Desmond of the private charter, Spotter. Something funny?
No, sorry.
I still can't raise anyone. It's like the place was deserted.
Well, maybe it is.
It can't be. There are lights, music, fresh air. If you pull out of a place like this, you put it under wraps. You don't leave it to run itself down.
But so far, we've only seen the dock and the lobby. Look at all those archways down the side walls. All dark.
Hey, look what happened.
All dark except one.
The lights came on as soon as Sarrett stepped through the arch.
Everything must be rigged to sensors. Body heat or biocapacitance, something like that. You'd never need to switch on a light.
It sounds typical of this kind of place. You spend a fortune to save yourself some tiny effort.
Well, maybe everything's sensor-linked, even the Muzak.
Really stuff. I wish it would stop.
Hey.
Well, somebody seems to be listening.
Yeah. But who?
Get everybody down here. It's time we found out what the Hotel Babylon's all about.
I told you, don't tremble. You're supposed to be a rich playboy. You're supposed to be in your element here.
I don't feel anything like a rich playboy.
You don't look anything like one either. Fake it.
I'm going to be sick.
You're going to be strangled.
Look at the place. It's bigger than anything we ever saw in Vegas. What are we going to do?
We're going to survive. Now, that's not too ambitious, is it?
This is Scortier calling the lobby. Have I pressed the right damn button yet?
Hearing you, Scort. What have you found?
More lobbies. Exactly like the one we started from. They're strung out all in a line, and everyone's got an airlock door. But presumably there's a spacecraft dock on the other side. I can't open it to see.
The spacers are checking on that territory, so don't worry about it. Any sign of the place being lived in?
Nothing.
Okay. Keep looking.
Is there a problem, Captain?
You might call it that, but there's no actual danger. Only that we seem to be the only people in the hotel.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I can't actually think of any other way of putting it. Are you all right?
The fresh air makes him lightheaded. Where are the others?
I've split everybody up, given them different areas to search. Scortier's covering this level. Kyle and Sart are above. Kane and Willis are below. Nobody's seen anything to suggest we are not alone. And more to the point, there is nothing to suggest why it should be that way. Excuse me. Hearing you.
Willis here.
You found something?
Not really. I'm down on the utility levels. They go for miles. There's lots of bays and service areas, but no ships, other than ours. There's a network of service passages linking everything together. And I found some crew quarters, but they're all cleaned out.
Still the same picture, then.
But why?
Well, maybe the place went bust. Once you've woken up to one red sun, you've seen them all.
I don't think so.
Why not?
A couple of things. First, you notice how fresh the air is.
Everybody has.
So? Why? None of the rooms comes alive unless somebody steps into them. And that goes for the air recirculation as well. If the Babylon had been empty for any length of time, it would have been as stale as ditch water for the first half hour or so. But it isn't.
Anything else?
Oh, lots of things. Hot water in the pipes, no dust, no fungus. I'd say the place has been cleared sometime during the past couple of days.
I see. Any idea why, Willis?
Yeah. I have to ask somebody else.
There is nobody.
What about the Babylon?
I've been trying since we arrived.
You've been trying to get hold of somebody on the staff. I'm saying you should talk to the hotel direct.
You think that would work?
It might. The Babylon certainly seems to be aware of us.
Just give me a minute, will you? Ella Desmond of the Spotter requesting to speak to the Hotel Babylon.
At your service, Miss Desmond.
Oh, wow.
Can you give me some information?
It will be my pleasure. I exist to serve.
I've noticed. I mean, I couldn't help noticing. Well, there don't seem to be any guests around the place.
The Hotel Babylon takes pride in its exclusivity.
And no staff, either.
Our staff are selected and trained for their ability to remain discreet and unobtrusive.
In fact, there's nobody in the damn place but us.
You are most observant, Miss Desmond.
Mind telling me why?
It's nothing you should worry about.
Let's say I'm curious.
Everything's in hand.
Curious to the extent that my stay is being spoiled.
That would never do. I reassure you, there is plenty of time.
Time for what?
To withdraw to a place of safety, as the others have done. The meteor strike, which will destroy the hotel, is unlikely to occur for at least 20 hours.
The Babylon Run by Steve Gallagher. You can hear episode 2 at the same time next Thursday.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
The Babylon Run, a science fiction serial for radio, written by Steve Gallagher. Episode 2, 20 hours, and destruction comes to Babylon. 20 hours before the deserted asteroid hotel is drawn into the dim red star of Persephone. The Sparta had come to Babylon looking for safety. Her passengers and crew, the survivors of an accident. An accident with causes that Kyle and Kane would prefer not to be known. Now they're stranded in a dead system with a near useless ship, and the hours are counting down.
So, Ella, Captain Desmond, has told you why we found the Hotel Babylon so recently deserted. At the moment, we've no way of verifying the likelihood of the meteor strike. But until we see anything that tells us otherwise, there's no reason to doubt it.
Mr. Scortier has been pulling some information out of the computer for us.
Mainly about the Persephone system. You want it all?
Might as well. Get it all laid out and see if anybody can throw in a suggestion.
Well, it's not so good. It looks like we couldn't have picked a bleaker spot to maroon ourselves in.
You're kidding. With that hotel out there...
The Hotel Babylon's the only inhabited body in the entire system. There was one livable planet, but it was cleared more than 200 years ago.
Cleared? Why?
Because 200 years ago, Persephone was selected as one of the systems to form a buffer belt between the trading states and the free systems. We've managed to drop ourselves right into the no man's land between the two big power blocks in the known galaxy.
Wonderful.
What kind of no-man's land is it that has luxury hotels?
I don't know exactly how it came to be here. Presumably the owners pay dues to both sides. Maybe the top party men from the free systems like to sneak over when nobody's looking.
Wouldn't surprise me.
What about this planet?
Some land, a lot of ice and water, not much else.
Well, how does it figure with the meteor?
Well, I don't know yet. We're not getting any sensor information here inside the dock, so I've got the computer combing back through our approach records to build up a composite picture and a prognosis. It shouldn't take much longer.
What I'm getting at is, will the Sparta be able to get us there?
It may have to. We know we're airtight, and we know we've got some drive, and well, that's about it.
What about moving the hotel?
We can assume it's not possible. Otherwise, the owners wouldn't have abandoned it.
On this point of the Sparta's navigability, right after the meeting, I want the spacers to get below and do a complete check. I don't see Willis.
Not back yet.
Well, I want a full report on what's in one piece and what can be patched. And I don't want the usual displays of doubt and horror and head shaking. I want a decent line on what's possible in the time we've got. Anybody want to say anything?
Nothing I wouldn't get hung for.
Okay, let's break it up. Mr. Kyle, start a bridge systems check.
Yes, ma'am.
Scortier, come with me and we'll take a look at what's left of the drive.
Okay.
What does she think a warp drive is?
Well, that's what you always get from the officers.
Captain?
Yes?
I feel useless. Is there anything we can do?
What did you have in mind?
I don't know. Anything.
If we had a bar, you could mix us some cocktails. Other than that, I think you'd find it too technical.
You know who we are.
You don't hide it well enough.
Will you turn us in?
That's a bit academic right now, isn't it? Anyway, the law won't be after you. I happen to know the casinos make a point of following up their own grievances. Only thing that would have worried me was if you hadn't embezzled enough to settle your charter bill.
We had enough. We may be frauds, but we're not dishonest.
Tell you what. Go see if you can find Willis. Warn him that we'll be moving as soon as we can and tell him he's needed below decks.
Oh, anything for Kitty Vale?
If he can sit still without falling over, we'll count it as a victory.
Kane, over here.
I've got to get to the drive tubes. I've got to cover my tracks before anybody gets a close look.
Get Sarat onto it, and then meet me up on the bridge. Make it fast.
What are you planning?
If we tie this up right, we can dump Scotia and the captain and find a way of prizing Kitivale loose from his crystals. All we have to worry about is the story we put together for the agents.
Come on, Kyle. This isn't the time to play about.
It's exactly the time. Brief Sarat, then get up on the bridge and make it fast.
Spacer Willis of the Sparta to speak to the Hotel Babylon.
Did you say Spacer Willis?
That's right.
Beat it, slug. Tradesman down in the service quarters, and don't mess up the carpet as you go.
I'm not a tradesman.
Spacer's bad enough. Get yourself out of here before the paying guests start to complain.
What if I told you I was a paying guest?
I'd laugh myself sick. You couldn't afford to spit in a place like the Babylon.
I'm an eccentric millionaire.
A what?
An eccentric millionaire.
Ah. You mean loaded, but not entirely compos mentis.
That's what I said.
But not in the register. Beat it, slug.
Well, maybe I'm just weighing the place up, see if I want to check in. See if I want to recommend it to all my eccentric millionaire friends.
You know, you're giving me a problem.
Why?
I've got programs for most occasions, but nothing for this. Once you're in the register, you can be a slob or a bum or anything you like, and I've got to creep to you. Otherwise, you've got to be obviously dripping with it. And you aren't.
That's my eccentricity.
But you see the difficulty. Now, if you'll only register, I can slobber all over you. Otherwise, I can only tell you to take an EVA without a helmet.
You cooperated with the captain?
Captains are different. Spacers are trash. Eccentric millionaires accepted, of course.
Naturally.
Now, if you'd like to register...
How can I be sure you've got room?
I can check.
Go on, then.
I just did. We've a selection of apartments available. May I particularly recommend one of our sunrise suites with a triple pressure window giving a spectacular view of the burning rim of Persephone?
Eccentric millionaires are immune to sales talk. Just tell me what's already taken.
Well, it's slow season.
How many suites?
Exactly.
An approximation will be fine.
Not many.
Numbers?
None.
Now... why is that?
You're playing about with me. You heard me tell the captain about the meteor.
Yes, and it came out too damn slick. I've spent lifetimes running machines like you. I can strip you and I can fix you and I know when you're lying.
I wasn't lying.
Or maybe just bending the truth a little to stop the guests from panicking. A direct meteor hit on a speck of an asteroid the size of the Babylon. Do you know what the odds against that are?
You want me to work them out?
Don't bother, just tell me the truth.
It's not actually a meteor, but we don't know what it is. It's artificial, and it seems to be set on burning itself up in Persephone. It won't actually hit the Babylon, but it will pass close enough to draw us in after.
What else did you hold back?
Nothing.
And what about that 20-hour estimate?
It was close.
How close?
Within 60%.
You call that close? 32 hours?
The other way, actually. More like 12.
And why didn't you warn us straight away? Why keep us waiting around in the dock?
Management instructions. You were supposed to register, and then you'd be told. That way, they could claim the deposit when you left early.
Except that there was nobody around to let us in, and the system froze up.
That's the kind of shark it takes to run an outfit like this. Vegas is full of them.
What are you doing here?
The captain sent me. She wants all the spacers back on the ship to work on patching it together.
Oh, it's as good as it'll ever be without a complete refit. There's nothing more we could do.
I think she's hoping you'll work a miracle. She was pretty impressed with the job you did to navigate us through the black hole.
Well, there's enough of the drive left to get the Sparta to safety. After that, she'll just have to hope that the Babylon people come back and see if there's anything to salvage.
You're coming down?
A couple of things to do first.
Like what?
Carry on. I'll follow.
Oh. Sure. Where's Kyle?
I don't know. Last I saw, he was heading this way.
He's supposed to be checking the bridge system.
Well, maybe he's finished.
Like hell. Get the panel warmed up. We'll go ahead without him.
So you think it's promising?
I don't know. It's alien territory to me down there with all the technical gear. If Sarah says we can move it, I have to believe him. What's the matter?
I don't know. Something wrong with the console.
Punch up the fault finder.
Nothing happens.
Have we got power?
Well, there's power, but half the systems aren't lighting. I don't know why.
Check the wafers.
The what?
Raise the console cover and check the system's programming wafers. Cut the power first.
Something's wrong here. The cover wasn't locked down.
More than that. Kyle was here before.
Some of the wafers are missing.
Gyros, retros, sublight orientation. Without these programs, we haven't got a ship.
But why should Kyle want to remove them? I mean, look, he's even...
What did you do?
Something was alive. I must have touched it.
What did you touch? The power's supposed to be off.
I don't know. Something around there.
Well, those are the safety indicators. They're on a separate power source. Oh, there's the unshielded contact anyway. Let me just clamp it down. Skort, take a look over the top and tell me if anything's lit.
The drive damper warning lights are on. Nothing else.
We'll have to assume that Kyle disconnected them.
But why?
He's taken the wafers. He's the most obvious suspect.
No, I mean, why do it at all?
Because he's been rigging something all along. That's why. Don't ask me what. I can't begin to guess at how his twisted little mind works.
But if the damper warning circuit's alive...
It means that somebody's got the dampers out to mess with the drive right now. And they don't want us to know.
It must be a spacer. Kyle wouldn't know how.
Whoever it is, he'd be carrying his teeth around in a paper bag. I told you, somebody's messing with the drive.
It can't be. That's the tube we lost. There's nothing inside.
So why the laser burner? And who is it, anyway?
I think it's Sarit.
Right. Let's get some answers out of him.
Don't surprise him. Not while he's running the burner.
Sarit, drop the damn burner and get out of there.
Get back from the tube. The laser's bouncing.
Ah! Oh! Stop him, Skort! He's climbing out! Slam the hatch on him!
Oh! He'll be fried before he can burn his way out. Give him a couple of minutes and we can heave him through and get some answers. Where are you hit?
My leg. It isn't deep, but Christ, it hurts.
Shall I carry you up to the first aid point?
When I go, I'll hop. Right now, I'm hanging on until Sarah's done his boiled lobster act.
He was burning off the damper head at the end of the shaft.
He couldn't have been. They were dumped along with the drive tube when we jettisoned it.
Apparently not, which could only mean...
The dampers weren't connected in. There was nothing to stop the tube overheating when it fired up.
That's right, and we couldn't know on the bridge because the warning circuits had been cut.
Kyle, he was planning something and he screwed it up.
Well, it sounds like Sarat's finally made it too hot for comfort in there.
Give him a few more seconds before you let him out. And arm yourself with something.
This should do it. Ready?
Okay. Open the hatch.
Unusual color, isn't it?
Get me the burner, Skort.
He had two of the damper heads off. Another 10 minutes and we'd never have known. Here. Still plenty of charge.
All right, sir. Either you give us some answers or I'm going to turn you into a dragon's Kleenex. And if you think my normal sweet nature and sunny disposition will make that difficult for me... Just bear in mind that I'm angry and my leg's hurting like hell. And you're the nearest little reptile I've got to take it all out on.
You never liked me.
That's right. But I'll say some nice things about you at your funeral in about half an hour.
You'll get nothing out of me, you frustrated old... Does
that hurt?
You'll never know how. Listen to me, Sarit. Kyle's gone and we don't know where. We know this business of the drive tube is part of some scheme of his. Probably a scheme that went wrong. But I wouldn't be relying on him to come sweeping in here and bail you out, because he's not the type. More likely he left you here to take the risks for him.
Tell us what he's doing now. What's he trying to pull?
He'll murder me if I tell you.
We'll murder you if you don't. Well?
This isn't fair. Very observant. So don't you think it's more sensible to tell us?
We know he's taken a bunch of the programming wafers out of the control desk. That traps him in the Hotel Babylon just as effectively as it traps us. So what's the point of it?
I wouldn't know. Sarah, he dumped you. He doesn't rate you or he'd have taken you with him. Like Kane.
What?
I was covering up for Kane. He took Kane with him.
What about Willis?
Willis isn't with us. Kyle didn't ask him.
Where did they go?
I don't know. Just somewhere into the hotel. You were supposed to follow to get the wafers back, and then they'd be waiting.
For what? This is the way he thinks he's going to make captain?
More than that. With you out of the way, he could take Kitty Vale's crystals and get rid of him and the girl. Then he could go limping back to civilization and claim that the accident did it all. The Babylon would have all burned up and nobody would have been able to say any different.
A great plan, except for one little flaw in the logic. When that 20-hour deadline arrives, we'll have a ship with no wafers and Kyle will have wafers and no ship. We won't have to follow him because in the end he'll have to come back.
But when the last minute comes and he still isn't back, what do you do then? He reckons his nerve is stronger than yours. He reckons you'll follow him in the end.
He reckons wrong. We'll fit out the 20 hours, and when he comes back, we'll blast him.
12 hours.
What?
The figure you were given in the lobby was a deliberate overestimate from the computer. I listened to Willis getting the real figure out of it. It's an artificial body, not a meteor. And in 12 hours, it'll pass close enough to pull us after it into the sun.
Does Kyle know this?
Well, I don't see how. Willis seemed to know what to say. I'm sure the computer wouldn't have given the information otherwise.
So Kyle's sitting out there and thinking he's got 20 hours to play around in, but the real figure's almost half of that.
Kind of puts you in a spot, doesn't it?
It means we don't have any choice. We're going to have to follow Kyle whether we like it or not.
Well, looks like it's you and me, then.
Why?
Because the little red fellow can't be trusted, the captain can't walk, and Willis has drifted. Now, assuming that Kane's out there with Kyle, it only leaves you, me, and Kitty Vale. Kitty Vale's idea of danger will be to loosen his seatbelt while his car was parked.
She's right, Scott. Don't. There's no other way.
Yeah. Better give me the key to the arms cupboard.
Don't bother. Kyle was there before you.
Stop the music.
Neat trick.
We should have brought the laser.
Too heavy. Kyle would pick us off as we tried to swing it around. We're using stealth and cunning instead, remember?
Tell you the truth, I don't know what we're going to do.
Start by choosing the way we go.
The Babylon's a big place. You want to split up?
No. Do you?
No.
How about straight through the lobby and on, the way the millionaires go?
No, they're too obvious.
So, Kyle may not be expecting it. Point?
Point. We'll try. Wait.
What's wrong?
I don't like the way those lights came on.
It's like that everywhere. The lights come on when the Babylon senses you've stepped into an area.
Except that these came on too fast. We weren't close enough to fire them off. Step back. See?
They're still on.
Anywhere Kyle or Kane go, they'll have the same effect on the hotel as we do. The lights and music will fire for them.
Look ahead. Every section of the passageway is lighting up.
Mapping out a route for us, an invitation.
Are we going to follow it?
Not with a chance of Kyle waiting around every bend and corner. We know the direction now. We look for the nearest they've got to back stairs.
The place is huge. We may never find
him. But he wants to be found, remember?
Because he wants to kill us.
That's the part I'm trying not to think about. I still can't believe it.
Do you know him well?
I thought I did. I thought we were, well, not exactly friends, because outside of the job, I don't think we had anything in common. But at least I thought I knew what he was about. I knew he was ambitious and pretty unscrupulous, but this...
Oh, the opportunity comes. Sometimes the worst in someone responds to it.
But he made it this way. He persuaded the spacers to rig the drives in the first place.
Will you kill him if you have to?
Only if I have to. What about you?
I had a chance at happiness, and he's taken it away. I dance in his blood. Come on.
They've moved on. Service corridor 194.
I can see them.
Why? Where are you?
I found the security control room or something like it. I've got cameras on most of the corridors and public areas in this sector.
They weren't armed. Just a couple of rods of bars from the spotter. Nothing to worry us.
Give them time to get away from the main lobby, then follow and finish them off.
I thought you were going to do that.
I found something interesting here. I want to follow it up, and time's limited.
How do I sneak up without the corridor lights giving me away?
There's a control panel here. I've cut the power along corridor 192. It runs parallel so you can get ahead and wait for them.
Right.
Give me a call when you're done and I'll decide what to do about the ones back at the ship.
What about Willis?
God knows what Willis is doing. He's out of the sector as far as I can see. No more lit corridors and nothing on the cameras. Get moving, Kane, or you lose them.
Welcome to the Sunrise Suite, the pride of the Babylon. The management hopes that your stay will be an enjoyable one and that you will address yourself to this information point with any inquiry. We offer you 100 casinos, 1,000 variations of cuisine, music and games, the asteroid gardens, the collective pleasures of a galaxy of cultures.
I saw the light catches.
It's probably the lens revolving to keep focus. Kyle's watching us.
How can you be sure he isn't watching us now?
A private suite? I doubt it.
Maybe the eye was automatic.
Then it would be more likely to keep a wide angle on the corridor all the time, not keep a tight watch on individuals. Now, if we can only find out where the security control room is, we'll have him pinned down.
And how do we find out?
Well, we need a map or a guide, something like that. A plan of the hotel.
And then a way of getting out of here without Kyle seeing us.
Yeah, one detail at a time. You check the main lounge. I'll look in the bedrooms.
This could take a week. The place is like a little palace.
Try not to take so long.
This is the way to live. Toss of the coin and you can be born a slab of meat who deserves nothing and gets it all. It's so damned unfair.
Persephone. Cool red giant star, unique among the systems in this sector. A beacon that marks the point of contact between the free systems and the trading states. And orbiting Persephone, beyond the base considerations of the political mind, the Hotel Babylon.
What happened?
I don't know. The shutters just opened up and the whole wall went transparent. You can see the gas is burning off on the rim of the sun.
This damn place selling itself again. Considering it was built for the galaxy's elite, the whole operation's as vulgar as hell.
Riches and good taste don't mix.
Well?
I lost them.
You lost them?
I went down to the end of the corridor and waited. They never appeared.
So where did they go?
You got the cameras, you tell me.
I haven't been watching the screens.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it?
I told you I found something here. Look at this.
Map of the hotel, so what?
It's not to scale, everything's enlarged relative to the asteroid.
Made easy for rich dummies.
Made downright misleading. When you even everything out, the Hotel Babylon occupies less than a quarter of the volume of the asteroid.
The rest of it's probably service areas.
The service areas are included.
Solid rock.
Wrong mass. Sparta's calculation of the orbit showed the asteroid to be mostly hollow.
Then what's in the spaces?
I went out, tried to find a way through. I couldn't, but there's something odd about some parts of the corridor walls. I think they're designed to slide back.
This is creepy.
I reckon we've got about 18 hours left. If Scotty and the Gold Digger lose themselves in the hotel, fine. It saves us the trouble of wasting them. It only leaves the Captain, Kittyvale, and Sarat to worry about. Sarat's on our side, and the other two won't be a problem.
What about Willis?
Yeah. What about him?
He's strange. Never mixes, never talks about where he came from. Only happy when he's with some kind of a machine.
We'll worry about Willis when he appears, if he ever appears. He's probably wandering around talking to the furniture. Forget him.
And concentrate on what?
Finding out what's on the other side of those walls that's worth keeping so well hidden. And then working out a way of taking a piece of it with us when we go.
Do we have the time?
As much as we'll need.
How long?
10 hours. And that's generous.
And Kyle thinks he's got nearly twice as much as that to play around with.
Hey, hold tight. The lift gear's jamming.
You're too heavy for it, I told
Speak
you.
Speak for yourself. You've a better idea?
Anything's better than climbing into the dumb waiter and riding out like this.
It was the only way we could get out of the Sunrise Suite without being picked up by Kyle's cameras.
No! We've stopped.
I don't like it.
Sounds like an overload somewhere. Jump up and down a couple of times.
No chance.
If we can jerk the carriage down a few more inches, we'll be level with that panel in the side of the shaft.
Or a 6-inch deep layer of paste on the bottom.
That's exactly what I want to avoid.
Me too. No jumping.
No need. We're level. Can you push against that panel without elbowing me somewhere vital?
That's what it takes. You can grit your teeth and put up with it. Here goes. You okay?
Yeah. I'll live. Hold on and I'll get across and give you a hand.
Whereabouts does it come out?
Under a floor, by the looks of it. An open grating.
You go on. I can manage.
I'll try to lift this section so we can get out.
I'm through now. Let me help.
It's a loose section. Just push as hard as you can. Happy now?
Like a cat in a cardboard box. Where are we?
I don't know. But it's dark. Let me just take a look.
Well, I can see it's not the kitchen.
Don't argue with that.
Come on, Scort. Where are we?
It seems we're in a part of the hotel that the guests were never intended to see. And maybe it's what the Babylon asteroid was really intended for.
The Babylon Run by Steve Gallagher. You can hear episode 3 at the same time next Thursday.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Giveback Benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Giveback Benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.